It was Carbon Monoxide Awareness Week, and it's finishing up tomorrow. And someone that actually knows all about carbon monoxide, something that I really don't know a lot about, is the lovely Karen and Michael Tomlinson from Tomlinson Plumbing. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Michael, first up, you probably see this on quite a regular occurrence here in Geelong. Can you run us through what carbon monoxide is?
Carbon monoxide is an odourless gas that's a byproduct of a burnt gas from stoves, heaters, hot water units. So it's the fumes from the gas that need to be flued to the outside of the property.
And what kind of things can this do to our bodies if it's in the air?
Yeah, okay. Well, some of the symptoms are basically dizziness, headaches, tiredness, nausea, shortness of breath, weakness, and also can cause unconsciousness. And it can be fatal.
Right. It's something, I don't think it has been in the media that much. But Karen, you do know about a story, actually, the Chase and Tyler Foundation.
A lot of people are aware of the two children that died from carbon monoxide poisoning in their rental property.
And that wasn't in Victoria, though, was it?
It was in Victoria.
It was.
Shepparton or Maroopna, I believe, somewhere there. And I think it's so important that the community is made aware of the dangers of carbon monoxide poisoning. And I think that organisation is doing a wonderful job in getting the message out.
That's right. And I'm really glad that they have had a specific week for it, because, you know, sometimes one specific day comes and goes. So it's great that they've had a whole week. What kind of things have they been doing to make us aware?
There's a lot of information that they're passing around via Facebook and other social media. And also they're working, I believe, with Energy Safe Victoria on promoting the awareness.
Okay, great. Now, Michael, because we're coming up to cold winter months, it's already a bit chilly and I've been popping the heater on. Is there something that we can do to avoid this?
Yes, there is. You could organise with your plumber to have your heaters serviced and safety checked, do a carbon monoxide test before you actually switch it on. And it also gets you through winter, knowing that you'd have a trouble-free operation of your heater.
What kind of pricing are we looking at? Because a lot of people kind of go, oh, yeah, I'll get that checked out, but they don't really realise the importance. But what kind of dollar value are we looking at for maybe you just to have a quick look?
Most plumbers charge on average around the $99 per hour.
So it's
worth
it. To
have a carbon monoxide check, yes, yeah. So that'd be a carbon monoxide check, as well as checking flues, the operation of the heater, fans, which is things like that need to run the heater safely.
Yep, so your advice is?
Get your heaters serviced.
No excuses.
That's right.
No excuses. All right, well, you guys will be definitely happy to help out. So thank you again, Karen and Michael. If you do want any more information, you can head to their website, tomlinsonplumbing.com.au.